It's rare indeed to find topics on which both Republicans and Democrats can find common ground these days. But fortunately, fixing the acquisition system at the Department of Defense appears to be one of those topics, according to Missouri Congressman Ike Skelton, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
Our troops rely on the acquisition system to buy the equipment they need to keep them safe on the battlefield and protect our country. When that system breaks down, they suffer. In recent years, we became increasingly concerned that this flawed defense acquisition system was not responsive enough to today's mission needs, not rigorous enough in protecting the tax dollars of millions of families who are struggling financially, and not disciplined enough in the acquisition of weapons systems for tomorrow's wars.
And so, says Skelton, was born House Bill 5013, entitled the Improve Acquisition Act of 2010.
But essentially, the Improve Acquisition Act will overhaul the defense acquisition system by requiring the Department of Defense to introduce real accountability into the requirements process and create a requirements process for the acquisition of services.
This measure grew out of the work of a temporary defense acquisition reform panel within the Armed Services Committee. That panel was chaired by New Jersey Democrat Rob Andrews, who outlined the bill that emerged after the panel's report and recommendations were recently adopted by the full House Armed Services Committee. Andrews says the acquisition reform panel uncovered instance after instance of waste tied with the current acquisition system.
There was a contract to transport fully refined fuel products from point A to point B. The Defense Department spent $207 million out of a contemplated $221 million to move that product without a contract. They paid the money first and signed the contract second. I don't think there's an American in this country that would get their kitchen remodeled or buy a truck under those terms. You negotiate the contract first, you pay later. It usually takes 87 months for the Department of Defense to implement hardware or software and information technology. Anybody that uses a laptop or any teenager who uses a handheld device knows that in about 36 months, a piece of software is obsolete these days because the computing capacity doubles about every 18 months. So you think about that. For software, for hardware that's obsolete 36 months into its life, we buy things 87 months into their life. So almost by definition, we're spending billions of dollars on obsolete information technology.
In addition to mandating improvements in a broad array of categories, including improving the requirement process, improving the acquisition workforce, and improving financial management, the bill also deals with something that's a major priority for Texas Republican Mike Conaway, the ranking member of the acquisitions panel.
Now, every dollar that's being spent may be spent perfectly right now, but we don't know that, and we can't prove that to you, the taxpayer, that's happening. That can only get proven by having independent audits tell us that they have systems in place that protect assets. Those systems then generate the proper reporting, that the data that the Department of Defense needs to run their business, to make decisions, to do the things that they do is accurate data, and that they can be relied upon to make good management decisions. And today that's not the case. The approach that we take under this bill is a carrot and stick kind of deal, where we say if your organization gets done early and you can be audited quicker than the 2017 deadline that's currently law, we attempted to try to move that date up because I'm a little anxious that that's way too far in the future. But as a substitute, we said if you can get your entity audited early, then there should be rewards for the entity itself. And we put in place some discretion for the undersecretary to be able to set up an incentives for the overall organization.
During the panel's 14 hearings, representatives from the Pentagon and industry testified on DOD acquisition reform. I asked Chairman Andrews and Ranking Member Conaway to characterize the testimony of industrial leaders who provide goods and services to the Pentagon.
What I've heard from industry is really three things. One is we want predictability. We want to know what the rules are. We want them stable so we can compete fairly. The second is, wherever possible, if we can add value, we'd like multi-year contracting so that we can plan our production activities and our human resources activities in a sensible and productive way. And the third is that we want to be treated fairly and not persecuted verbally for stuff we're not responsible for. You know, one of the tricks that's usually used on these hearings and panels is to beat up on some vendor and claim that they're responsible for all these problems. We weren't interested in that 60 Minutes moment. 60 Minutes isn't here, so I'll say that. But we weren't interested in that. We were interested in the systemic issues, assets and liabilities that lead us to these problems. And in many cases, I think what you'll find is it's not the companies in the industrial base that are the source of the problem. It's the set of rules that we've imposed on them that don't work very well. And I think that we try to be very responsive to that.
Let me just add one thing to that. It worked both ways, program manager types as well. It fits in with the stability issue, and that's the funding stream stability, so that companies can know that what they contract for is going to be there, and that, you know, future acts of Congress don't get in the way of that. And we heard that from folks who are on the government side, who are responsible for supervising and dealing it, making it work, yep. But also the vendors themselves trying to make their plans as to how they can forecast their cash flow needs as well as their to meet the contract.
Chairman Skelton says the bill will either be marked up as a standalone measure or attached to the defense authorization bill sometime within the next month. Andrews is hopeful that the bipartisan measure will find support in the Senate and at the White House. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.